Yes, it is. Another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. We are so glad to be your hosts on your local radio station for the next few minutes to try to brighten your day just a little bit. Right, Kim?
Indeed. I'm going to share some more things from 125 years ago.
I have something about old cars.
Well, there we go. We're just doing a little reminiscing today on The Good Stuff. Let's reminisce a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they are your trusted source for all things agriculture, everything you want to know. They've got it right in Tri-State Livestock News. They have farming, ranching, rodeo, horses, all sorts of things that are so important in the agriculture circle. Make sure you check them out. It is what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, I kind of like old cars. I'm not all that mechanically inclined, but I have an 86 El Camino that I like to drive. And so I thought, you know, there's a lot of people out there that like old cars. So here's something that was sent to us, and it was written by Robert Eckstein, is the author of this. It's called Old Car. The old car in the impound lot could tell you many tales. It looks a rusty beater, but drives like it's on rails. The emblem on the hood says Ford, but a caddy lurks inside. The heavy springs in the back announce it was a legger's ride. From hillsides down in Tennessee, filled with shine, it ventured forth to take its load of whiskey to cities in the north. The boys from revenue would lurk in the byways on the side, but Billy Bob outran them all when he couldn't duck and hide. His daughter Peggy got the car when she went off to school. She turned donuts in the parking lot, and her friend said, "Wow, that's cool." She married Sam and settled down. The old car soldiered on with loads of laundry, loads of kids, and tools to tend the lawn. The 50s came. The 50s went. The 60s passed also. The family had grown so large, the old car had to go. "Let's make one last run for old time's sake," Peggy said to Sam. "The car is fast as ever. We won't get in a jam." They would have made it all the way. Of that there is no doubt. But one small detail tripped them up. A taillight was burned out. A routine stop, a routine search. The agents seized the car. Sam and Peggy got off easy and are happy as they are. Old Car, Robert Eckstein written that.
What a story. Okay, I shared some of these in a different program. These are some things from 1901. So we're talking 126 years ago. And we both found them intriguing.
Technically 125 years ago, because this is 26 and that was 1901. Isn't the math 125?
Five. Yeah, what did I say?
I think you said 26. Oh, never, just go on.
I'm so sorry. I even had in my mind 125. Sometimes my brain doesn't do it, or my mouth doesn't do what my brain tells it to do.
I have
most women only wash their hair once a month and used borax or egg yolks.
In 1901?
Yes.
Really?
Borax, I can't imagine. Canada passed a law prohibiting poor people from entering the country for any reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Immigration laws.
Yes. The five leading causes of death in the U.S. were, number one,
cancer,
pneumonia and influenza.
Oh.
Number two, definitely a sign of the time, tuberculosis. Three, diarrhea.
You died from diarrhea?
Yeah.
Dehydration?
Yeah.
And those were in 1901, huh?
Yeah. Oh. And number four was heart disease, and number five was stroke. So they still made the top, but not the very top of the list. The American flag had 45 stars. Arizona, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Hawaii, and Alaska hadn't been admitted to the Union yet. Get a load of this. Guess what the population of Las Vegas was in 1901?
30.
You cheated.
You told me yesterday.
Okay. Crossword puzzles, canned beer, and iced tea hadn't been invented. I didn't know iced tea was invented, but apparently it was.
I thought that would have been. That's ancient.
Isn't that weird?
Maybe not iced tea. Maybe that's
yeah.
Because we
that's
didn't have
what
ice.
It is. Okay. Right. Right. Yeah. So, and canned beer and crossword puzzles. There was no Mother's Day or Father's Day. 1 in 10 U.S. adults could not read or write. Only 6% of all Americans had graduated from high school. Only 6%.
Wow.
That's wild.
And those 6% were teachers.
Yeah, exactly. Marijuana, heroin, and morphine were all available over the counter at corner drugstores.
No
kidding.
According
to one pharmacist.
Marijuana, all the cannabis stuff we're going through now.
Yeah.
So, do you have more of those?
Well, I got to finish it up here. Heroin clears the complexion, gives buoyancy to the mind, regulates the stomach and the bowels, and is in fact a perfect guardian of health.
Wow. Interesting stuff from 1901. Thanks for sharing that today on The Good Stuff.